Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. He's the publisher of New York Enterprise Report, nyreport.com. Be sure to check out the webinar he's got coming up this Thursday, and just go find out about it. And that way, if you can't make it Thursday, you can find the replay. Rob, by the way, as I told you, Rob and I are in New Orleans this week, at least through today, and we've been at this ECSB Summit, Enterprise Council on Small Business Summit, here in New Orleans that we've been coming to for quite a while now. And earlier in the week, there was a panel that we conducted, me and Rob and Russell Rothstein and Kirk Chaffetz, all three members of our Brain Trust, all three folks that you guys know. You've heard them on my show before. We conducted a panel on the age of the customer. And as you know, folks, this is something I've been focusing on for a long time. And Rob was a great member of our panel. Rob, what do you take away from all that, from what we did?
Well, first of all, I think it's very timely. One of the things I was talking about was advocacy down here. And I think that advocacy in the age of the customer, which you've been talking about for a long time, go hand in hand. And
when you say advocacy, tell the audience what you mean when you say advocacy.
Well, what they were talking about here at the summit was getting your customers to say really good things about you so that you get other customers. And in this case, the customers being, for the most part, business owners.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very, very interesting conference. What I really liked about the panels, we had these three different viewpoints on how do you move over to the age of the customer world. And Jim, I give you so much credit for being ahead of the curve again, talking about this a few years ago. And one of the things that you know, you said earlier about content is that people need to put more content on their website. And I've been saying the same thing for a long time because the website is still where people go to validate you. And people, when you talk with people, they're like, well, what do I put on the website? I'm not a big content producer. Well, first of all, I think all marketers need to think like content producers, like publishers. And that's something we'll talk about on Thursday. And something that we talked about on the panel was how you have content because you have customers, you have happy customers. And if you can put up case studies or success stories and you can show how people are actually using the product and getting benefit out of it, that is something super compelling.
And that
could really take your homepage to another level. And remember that in this world where you're just a click away, if you lose relevance, that's it. That customer's gone.
Well, that's the thing. This thing that I call the moment of relevance. There are a lot of different things that can flip that one way or the other at the moment of relevance when people are ruling you in or out of their lives before you even know they exist. Then you know that whatever you can do to make it. Number one, there's some basic fundamentals that you have to have. You got to have your phone number, directions, your product list, whatever. But if you can add any value to their experience when they get there at that moment of relevance where they're trying to decide, okay, do I want to make this person part of my life or not? That's what you got to do, isn't it, Rob?
Absolutely. And you have such a brief moment to do that. And like I said, you don't have to be a prolific writer. All you have to do is whether it's a video or just do something with how your customers are using your product or service. People will always find, they'll say, that product or service is interesting, but I'm not too sure what I do with it or how I can really get all the benefit out of it.
Right.
You know, obviously you are an expert in these things. Show off that expertise and you're going to be engaging your customers.
Isn't that the first step for a small business to get over this idea of being an expert? Isn't the first thing they need to do is to say, okay, I am an expert at this. Now that you're not saying you know more than anybody else in the world. You're just saying I probably know more than my customers. Isn't that really what an expert is, Rob? If you boil it all down, just as long as you know more than your audience about something, that makes you the expert, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, another thing I learned at the summit down here, past couple of days, is that you really have to be careful what you assume. So there we were. It was you, myself, and Anita Campbell from Small Business Trends having right. this discussion. And it's amazing how that discussion sounds. Here we are. We have three entrepreneurs who actually work within the small business media world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the time I'm thinking, well, all the other attendees of the summit who are managers and executives from large companies who are marketing to small right. businesses, I'm thinking they speak the same language that we do. And they yeah. have all the same interactions. They understand right. how the small business person is, but they don't.
They don't.
And you just can't make the assumption about what the customer is.
That's exactly right,
knows.
Folks. You are an expert, and you need to find a way to get that message across to the people who are visiting your store and your site. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Enjoyed being with you this week.
Yeah, I had a great time with you this week.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, nyreport.com. Check it out. Quick, I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.